A 16-year-old's love for music has already come full circle with the release of his very first album. Utilizing a multitude of talents, Seguin High School junior Eric Sebastian Gonzalez and trumpet player with Mariachi Matador has composed and produced the Spanish album Introduciendo, which translates to Introducing. The album, inspired during his time of quarantine, has helped Gonzalez dive deeper into his passion for the Latin music radio format of Regional Mexicano, one of the most popular radio formats targeting Mexican-Americans in the United States. The musical genre highlights the sounds from various parts of rural Mexico and the southwestern portions of the United States. Such genres include, but are not limited to, banda, mariachi, norteño, and tejano. Not only did surviving throughout the COVID-19 pandemic help Gonzalez obtain one of his dreams, but he did it all while also learning to play a 12-string guitar and discovering a talent for writing music.
I've always liked writing. So when it came to music, it like made it easier for me because it's two things that I've liked. And so, yeah, this was probably my freshman year. I just kind of went for it. I was like, oh, these are two things that I like. Might as well go for it, see what happens.
Gonzalez says he's proud of each of the songs found in the 9-song album, but gravitates toward two of them in particular.
My favorites that I've written is Un Baile. It's kind of like a storytelling about just being at a dance and kind of seeing and feeling you see someone that you really like. And yeah, you kind of just go for it. And then from there, you have your feelings take over. My other favorite is probably going to have to be Tata. It's a corrido that I made for my grandpa. It's his life story. And yeah, that one means a lot to me, knowing that I written it for him. I got to sit down with him, have a lot of conversations with him, and him just tell me a lot about himself.
Gonzalez is lucky for him. Music was introduced to him as a child. Over that time, he has continued to be inspired by those around him, including those in the current mariachi program.
Well, I've always kind of been inspired by music. I've always liked it. Ever since I was small, I would listen to a bunch of music. When I was younger, my dad, he would be in a banda, Banda Sinaloense. And yeah, we would go see him play. And I've always kind of liked seeing him on the stage. And I've always wanted to see what that felt like. And so, yeah, I've ever since then, this was back in California. And then around my 7th grade year, we moved out here to Texas. And then that's when I joined mariachi. And from there, I fell in love with just playing music. And that's when I started to learn how to sing.
Rafael Alacon, mariachi director for the Seguin ISD, says he's not surprised at all by Gonzalez's success in creating his own personal album. Alacon says the young man continues to amaze him and is grateful to have him as part of the SHS mariachi family.
Well, I first met Eric when he was coming in 6th grade, when I used to teach on all 3 of the campuses. And he came in from California. Didn't really know him that well, but his cousin kept saying, oh, my cousin's coming, he plays trumpet. So we're very excited to have him when he joined us. He's now a junior, so I've known him that many years. He's very talented trumpet player, amazingly talented trumpet player, and an amazingly talented singer. But that, applying that to what he does and his creative outlet with writing his own music, is really cool.
Alacon, however, does admit that the notion of producing an album at the very beginning did seem a bit unusual.
Well, he was at home and he just started doing music projects at home. So he started recording himself, and then he's like, oh, well, Mr. A, I'm working on an album, or I'm working on songs. And I was like, okay, cool, that might be cute. And then later, like, they started playing. I was like, wow, that's pretty good. His songs are very catchy. So a lot of the kids locally started singing his songs, you know, just here on campus. They're like, man, that song's really catchy. We like it.
Alacon says despite having lessons in music, he credits the 16-year-old for utilizing his natural talents and accomplishing his goals.
He's very talented lyrically with his words and his expressions. Like, you know, sometimes you don't know what these kids are feeling, especially at their age, and what he's able to write and express is, you know, it's pretty deep sometimes. So that's impressive for me. His musical arrangement stuff, a lot of times he goes by his ear. And I did have him in my music composition class last year. And he learned some things about music structure, music theory, and that he applies to his stuff. But still, I think he leans a lot on his natural talent. And he's cultivating that natural talent on his own, you know, with the skills that we gave him here. So that's really cool.
Gonzalez says there's no other feeling like when he's in his element, where writing, singing, and playing an instrument are at the forefront.
No matter what, I will always want to make music. It's something that I really like doing. I find myself being in like a happy place while I write or record. Yeah, it's just something I really like. But in the future, I would want to hopefully be able to perform my music out in bigger crowds and obviously go to college and study more music.
Extiéndeme tu mano. Hay que bailar aquí abajo de las estrellas y perdernos un buen rato.
Gonzalez's album is currently available on all digital platforms such as Spotify and iTunes. His music can also be found on YouTube. Cindy Aguirre, KWED News.